Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another Coach Lentz sit-down. I'm Corey Revinked, being joined by Coach Joe Lentz. How are you doing, Coach?
Great, Corey. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. The Lady Giants coming off of a good weekend. They had three wins against Center Grove, Franklin Central, Avon, Center Grove, and Franklin Central, those three games. Three-game winning streak for the Lady Giants. How does it feel, Coach?
Well, that feels pretty good. You want to go, you know, into the tournament on a nice roll, and we've certainly played better the last couple, three games. I'm pretty proud of our kids right now. We've still got some work to do, but we're on the right path.
Well, you faced a bit of adversity in that Center Grove game, being down a little bit early, but you came back to get a good win. Tell us about the game, Coach.
Well, we got off to a bad start, not so much because of bad play, but because of we just couldn't put the ball in the basket for a while. We made some good execution, got good shots, and didn't make them. And they didn't miss. We did some stat breakdown, and they shot 68% in the first quarter. We shot 12. But we still ended up shooting better at the end of the game. We were 44% from the field for the whole game, and they were 36. So our defense picked up a little bit. Our offense got rolling when we started hitting some shots, and things kind of turned around for us. And our kids never quit, just kept forcing the issue defensively, and I think we kind of wore them down.
Well, now, Coach, after that, you took on a very good Franklin Central team last night. You got a win 57-50 over the Flashes. It was a tougher game than most expected. Tell us about that one.
Well, I think most people that expected it to be an easier win aren't really aware of what kind of a team Franklin Central is. They got two very talented players. Hines, the senior point guard, is really good. She can penetrate and dish and does a really nice job. And they got a freshman I forget her name, but they got a freshman who is going to be a really, really nice player inside. You got that combination. And you're well coached. They're going to be, pretty good. And they did what a lot of teams do against us, try to force us to shoot outside all the time. And it took us a while to get inside and get some buckets going. Diamond Williams did a nice job inside for us. And Nia broke open a little bit there in the third quarter, and we got things going.
Well, now, Coach, this Friday you take on Carmel at home. You're facing the Greyhounds on senior night. What should we expect from the Greyhounds?
A lot. They are very, very good. At one point earlier this season, they were ranked number one. They are definitely one of the top five teams in the state. They are very talented. They handle the basketball, shoot it very well. They've got length. They really play a lot of different defenses. It's tough to prepare for them because they play two or three different types of zones, two different types of presses, and then throw man-to-man in there a lot as well. So it's kind of tough to get a handle on just how we're going to approach them.
Well, now, Coach, when a team throws those type of looks at you, how do you want to adjust your offense accordingly against those defenses?
Well, I don't know if we want to make too many what you might call adjustments. Depends on what you might call adjustments. We're going to try to be ready for anything, and we're going to try to be the aggressor. If we can run and get it up-tempo, why, then they have less time to set up all those different defenses. That's the first strategy. The second is to just be prepared to go into, playing the game. Don't try to outthink it. Just go in, play the game, know what we have to do. We got to get the ball inside as much as we can and then kick it back out when that's necessary and keep an up-tempo going.
Well, now, Coach, one of the main talking points coming into this game is senior night this Friday. Imani Graham and Diamond Williams being honored that night. How have those two affected the underclassmen on this team?
Great leadership, particularly in the case of Imani. She's taken that role, and she's talked to kids and kind of relayed information back to us coaches, like, who's not happy, who do we need to approach a little bit differently, things like that. And Imani has done whatever we need done. She makes every practice. She works hard all the time. If we need her to play defense, she plays defense. If we need her to run the point, she runs the point. She does, whatever we've asked. And Diamond, just by continually improving, she is a real, real case study for somebody that started out not really so good, but she has become better and better all the time. And I think the sky's the limit for her. There's a whole bunch of junior colleges out there that are really looking at her to try to develop her talent.
It's crazy to think that she's only been playing organized basketball for a couple of years and see where she's gone now.
That is very true, very true. She's really stepped it up.
Now, Coach, another thing coming up is sectionals round one. It's at home. Ben Davis is hosting sectionals this year. You take on Southport, a team you played earlier in the year. You got the win 59-52 against Southport. What should we expect again from the Cardinals?
They have two really nice players. DeHart, a nice point guard, and Williams, who is a 6'2", big, solid post player who has good hands around the basket. Makes for a tough combination for us to handle, especially since we're not very deep in size. And they're going to try to be very active in the zone, I'm sure. They held us – actually, they gave us some trouble with the zone last time we played them, but we managed to get a lot of shots, just didn't hit them. We even got shots inside the zone from 10 feet and so, and had trouble with them. So, obviously, if we can hit some of those, well, that'll kind of negate their strategy.
Well, thanks again for joining us, Coach. We always appreciate it. Best of luck this weekend.
All right, thank you.